This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You don't have a fast fact thing?
It's in the other room.
No, it's
no,
fine.
It's okay.
You don't need it.
Stay seated. No.
Why are you making him get it?
Why not? He should know where it is and everything. Actually, that would be a good one to put. We need to put some of the regular drops on the instant replay in here where we have the Radio Alice report.
Poor guy just had to walk out the door and down the hall.
It's fine.
He's still walking.
He's right there.
He's still walking.
He's sitting in what was the empty chair.
Oh, there he is. All right, fine. Nobody knows, though. I was trying to make it sound like he's, you know.
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, how about a fast fact, then?
Fast fact.
Oh, fast fact. Breaking news and a fast fact. Fast fact.
The first player ever drafted in the NFL never played a game because of a contract holdout.
Oh, no.
Jay Berwanger, who you've never heard of, was taken as the first pick in the NFL draft in 1936 the Philadelphia Eagles, but they refused to pay him $15,000, and so he never played.
The Philadelphia Eagles were a team in 1936, and we were already doing the draft in 1936. It's amazing.
I'm always surprised, or at least for a while, when I moved to Eugene and you'd hear the college talk about how we've been here since the 1800s and we had a football team in the early 1900s. Mm. And you just go, all this stuff was around, huh?
Yeah. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. That's what I mean.
It was a much more dangerous game back then. But people were smaller, you know? It was like, remember when a 300-pound linebacker was like, whoa.
Yeah, now they're all that.
Yeah, now there is no such thing as anything.
The 49ers are 1946, I believe.
So 1946.
That's pretty
strange.
Yeah.
It's been around
been
so
1949.
Much. Nobody's got a drum hit for you.
Yeah. What's so loud on your side? What, do you got a fan
it's
going
on? You know what? Yeah, let me turn off
turn
the fan.
That damn thing off.
That's what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Every time he turns his mic on, it's just like.
Yeah, I hear it.
Could it be louder over there?
So the Sahara Desert.
Yes.
It's bigger than the entire continental United States. The Sahara is about 3.6 million square miles.
Jesus.
The continental U.S. is about 3 million.
I had no idea.
The desert is that big.
You wouldn't want to cross that desert.
No. I mean, I talk about sometimes there's spots on our coast where I will sit where you can see the ocean meet the sky.
Yeah.
And it's just the size of that, the enormity of that is something that I sort of, it's for me, it feels not breathtaking, but. Kinda.
Yeah.
You know, really
spectacular.
And it's
really probably only 20 miles.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm getting at is like, you couldn't even imagine
right.
looking across the, you wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
That's no. like looking across the whole.
Sure.
Curve
whole of the
country.
Earth. You know, flat earthers.
Anyway.
Can't see the whole thing.
That's big.
It's big empty space.
Mean,
yeah. I've flown over this country many a time. It takes a long time. I mean, granted, I'm not in a wagon train, which is super convenient. But God, can you imagine trying to cross that desert? Yikes.
When Pluto was discovered.
Yes.
Some of the potential names were Minerva, Zeus, Atlas, Persephone, Kronos. Pluto was suggested by an 11-year-old girl in England.
Pluto?
I wonder where she is now.
Well, what year was it discovered? She could be dead.
Oh, good point. Mm. I don't know what year. I don't have that. Thousand Island dressing is called American sauce in Germany.
Oh.
In case you travel there, you might want to.
Thousand Island is French dressing with relish in it?
No idea.
Okay. It's like mayo, ketchup, and relish all mixed together.
It's good.
Is it?
That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. You like Thousand Island?
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.